Show. Check out the website, RickSmithShow.com. Big budget, big skinny budget. Well, actually, depends on which side of the aisle you're on. The military budget, and I think just, wow, they can't be, they've got to be dancing. Dancing in the aisles. Now, we're going to take that out of Granny's mouth and out of the mouths of children. But, you know, hey, if you're going to be on a war footing, you better spend a boatload of cash on that. And here to talk a little bit about the budget, the current administration, and whatever else we can bang through, I've got Will Fisher. He's the Director of Government Affairs with the group Vote Vets, their website, votevets.org. Will, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, nice to talk to you again. How you been, bud?
I am good, but I'm looking at this budget, and again, you know, you look at that, you look at the priorities of this administration, and war seems to be pretty high up on that list.
Well, it's interesting, and one thing that we just refuse to accept the fact that these are choices that people that we're being asked to make. To say, oh, you have to choose, American people, do you want to have national defense, or do you want to have clean air to breathe? Do you want to have a new piece of equipment at the local VA hospital, or do you want to be able to have heating assistance for a family who may be freezing to death in Indiana? These aren't real choices, especially when you have Donald Trump and his billionaire friends not even paying their fair share of taxes to begin with.
Yeah, and then the next phase, and the amazing thing is they're talking about more tax cuts on top of all of the pain and suffering that this budget is putting it forth. But here's the thing. I mean, when I look at the amount of money that they want to put into defense, another $54 billion, and I hear things like Rex Tillerson saying all options are on the table when it comes to North Korea, I start thinking that on their mind, they must be thinking, hey, we're going to war.
Yeah, and what they forget, I mean, you look at the 30% cuts to the State Department. You look at the money being pulled out of climate change science. The Trump administration's very own Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, has been quoted as saying one time, specifically related to the State Department, that diplomacy is the first line of defense. And if you're not going to fully fund the State Department, you're going to need to buy more ammunition.
And that's what they're doing.
General Mattis has also said that he believes that climate change is a national security threat. So here we have a retired Marine Corps general, combat tested, who knows the ways of the world, who is the Secretary of Defense, saying something that runs directly opposite the head of his administration, President Donald Trump, someone who is cutting funding for climate change science, someone who is cutting funds for diplomacy, and also someone who is attacking veterans every step of the way and trying to ram through this budget, trying to divide military and veterans on one side and everybody else on the other, is something that we're not going to stand for, and it's a choice that we're not willing to make. We're not going to allow ourselves to be made to choose between heating assistance and Meals on Wheels, by the way, which feeds over 500,000 veterans every year, and our national security. That's just un-American, and the Trump administration should be ashamed of themselves, if they have any shame to begin with.
Right, but here's the thing, Will, and this is what I said at the beginning. These are their priorities. This is who they are. I mean, this kind of cruel thinking, this inhumane thinking, it's who these radicals are. And, you know, I reach out to my Republican friends, take your party back somewhere towards sanity, not even north, just somewhere near the same line.
Yes. And again, I mean, how in the world, everything runs so counterintuitive with this group of people. You have Donald Trump, who still is trying to put forward his ridiculous Muslim ban. And at the same time, we're putting troops on the ground in Syria. Now, how in the world are military ground commanders on the ground in Syria going to be able to go to locals there and say, hey, work with us, and don't worry, we'll take care of you, when all that person has to do is turn on the news and say, no, you won't, because you're not letting Iraqi and Afghans who helped you there even into your country, and you're effectively giving them a death sentence. So everything about this is counterintuitive, but once again, let us remember, we are talking about the biggest charlatan to ever occupy the White House in Donald Trump, and a chicken hawk to boot.
Yeah. But what do you say to Mulvaney yesterday during his press conference said that, you know, hey, you should have paid attention to the campaign because these were the priorities that the Donald Trump put forth. There should be no surprises here.
I mean, let's remember we're talking about Mulvaney, the guy who yesterday said it was a waste of money to give low-income children food, the guy who said that it's a waste of money to provide funds for Meals on Wheels, which feeds over 500,000 veterans every year. This is Mulvaney who said it's a waste of money to fund the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which, I mean, look, these people, they know no bounds. I mean, they're coming after Bert and Ernie now.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, understand, this is the party of Ronald Reagan. Because, you know, I talk about all the time, one of the first things Reagan did was cut school lunch programs for kids, saying, you know, hey, ketchup is a vegetable. A lot of those standards, this is not new to the Republican Party. It's who they are.
Well, look, what I can tell you is that we are very much opposed to this budget that the president's put forward. We are very much opposed to the president's plans to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with Trump Care, a move which, by the way, would have huge ramifications for veterans. I mean, Rick, you know, we've talked about this before. Not all veterans qualify for health care through the VA. As such, we have thousands upon thousands of veterans who have insurance today because of the Affordable Care Act. And if the Affordable Care Act is repealed and replaced by Trump Care, you're going to see those veterans lose health insurance.
And there's the other part of this.
And then you have the other piece, where you have, yes, a lot of veterans who do qualify for health care through the VA and who do receive wonderful, world-class health care through the VA. Their children aren't able to go to the VA, though. Their spouses aren't able to go to the VA. If the Affordable Care Act is repealed, we're going to see a lot of veteran families lose health insurance. And the last piece, just because we're talking about this Affordable Care Act, it's so much in the news right now, we have to remember also that due to President Trump's federal hiring freeze, we're already seeing a growing of the backlog. We're already seeing an increase in wait times at the VA. And if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, things are only going to get worse. Donald Trump's very own VA Secretary David Shulkin has said that there are 45,000 vacancies at the VA alone that need to be filled. The federal hiring freeze is not letting people get into the Veteran Benefits Administration because they're under the hiring freeze. This is a huge problem, and Donald Trump, someone who campaigned day in and day out about wanting to make America great, wanting to have the backs of veterans, has leveled broadside attack after broadside attack after those very people, against veterans in this country.
That's, you know, again, it's one of those things that makes you almost mind-blowing in the fact that, you look at the Affordable Care Act, and you're spot on right. It does help veterans and their families, but it helps people all across this country. And I look at the attack on that and really this budget. And what we have is we have a party. We have an ideology of, well, you know, I got a hammer. Let's start smashing stuff.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Mulvaney may not have any problems. You know, he may not support the Affordable Care Act, but I doubt Mr. Mulvaney's have been in a position where he had to worry and make a choice about buying his child medicine or buying his child food. Yeah. Mr. Mulvaney and Mr. Trump have never had to worry about having heat in the winter. They've never had to worry about having food. These are things that are such foreign concepts to these people, and because of their heartless nature, they have absolutely no compassion for those who have fallen on hard times, who their very policies, in many cases, have been the root cause of those hard times.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of people saying, well, you know, all of these bad policies, all of this horrible stuff, it's going to hurt the Trump voters. Like, that's somehow okay. And this is where, you know, look, I expect this out of the radicals who are now controlling the Republican Party and really controlling our government. I fear that the left starts thinking in those kind of harsh terms. Well, they get what they deserve. I'm curious your thoughts.
No one in this country deserves to be made to choose between buying medicine for their child and buying food for their child. No one in this country deserves to be able to be put in a position between having to support national defense, or having clean air and clean water. These are choices that we are refusing to make, and choices that are only being asked to make because the 1% of this country isn't willing to pay their fair share and do their part to actually make this country work for everybody.
Is that your solution to this? We need to be raising taxes on the wealthy?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, look, if people paid their fair share, this would not be an issue. Okay. We also need to,
If we had a tax code like we had under the good Republican President Dwight David Eisenhower, none of these problems would be happening.
You're absolutely right, Brother Rick.
So how do we get to that? How do we use organizations like Vote Vets? How do we get our listeners? How do we get the mass push to push back against this? I guess we lost Will. At the end of it, it's going to take, in my view, it's going to take us, you, me, all of us, hammering on our representatives, going after them and saying, look, these are not our priorities. And for the people who voted for these folks, they have to know that this isn't what you voted for. And I've been saying this all along. I've been asking the simple question all along of which, did you vote for this? When you went to the polls and you pulled the lever for Donald Trump, is this what you voted for? Is this the priority that you hold dear? Is this what you said, hey, I'm going to pull the lever for Donald Trump, and hey, this is going to be this is going to make America great again? Is this what we did? And I've yet to find anyone who's come to me and said, you know what, this is exactly what I want. I've yet to find that. I'd love to hear your thoughts, rick@thericksmithshow.com. You can give me an email or give us a call, 1-888-520-RICK. Tell me, was this it? Is this why we put the orange menace in the White House? Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. Silver spoon in hand, loud on the hill.